Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, the Billiken Blizzard tonight at Chaffetz Arena, presented by Summer at SLU. We, that means Amy and me, Chris Ranji, we are broadcasting from the Billiken Grill at the Bush Student Center on campus, and it is time to go back to the guest line. We got a lot to talk about with our guy Mike Claiborne, who joins us every Friday. No Claibs. We do not have Claibs. He's not with us right now, but we're gonna talk to him in a little bit. This is what they call Amy efforting.
Mm-hmm.
We are efforting Mike Claiborne, who will join us here.
It was fun to chat with Robbie Avila.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the first time I've met him since he's gotten here. So, and that Billiken's Blizzard game, there's like a dozen tickets left. It might be a sellout now.
Yeah,
but as of just a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
there were fewer than 20 tickets.
It was
left.
Something like, yes, it was 18 tickets.
Yeah.
As of about 10 minutes ago.
Do you have white pants?
Do I have white pants? No, I don't.
You know what?
I don't think I've ever owned white pants.
Do they sell white painter's pants at like Home Depot?
They might.
Or like a white painter's overalls? I would do.
That or what about a white apron?
Well, yeah.
Tonight is a whiteout game.
Pants.
Yeah, so they want people to wear white tonight.
Yeah. We also want to hear from you, 314-436-7900, to text us.
Yep.
If you text us, we would love to hear from you. So you said that you've only known New Orleans as a Super Bowl town. Did you go there?
Yeah, it's the only time I've been to a city during Super Bowl week.
Was that Super Bowl 36?
I don't know what the number is. Whatever the
Spygate.
One... where the Rams lost to the Patriots on the kick at the very end.
That was Spygate.
Yeah, I guess it was Spygate.
Because they won 34.
And I will tell you this. Ugh, man.
Was there an ice storm?
Not while I was there that I remember. It was pretty temperate. I don't even know if I had to wear a jacket out and about, but it was cool,
well,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I do know this. And you know, if you don't have a lot of experiences... it's really difficult to say if you've been to one place to say, well, this is the best in the whole world. But I feel very confident that New Orleans, as a host city for whether it's Sugar Bowl, Final Four, tournament, Super Bowl, whatever, it has to be one of the best cities to host something. It's unreal.
You know who would know and have an experienced opinion on
Mike
this?
Mike Claiborne.
He would.
He joins us now on the guest line. What's up, Claibs?
All good. In my neighborhood, we're here. We're on a Cardinal cruise right now.
Oh, and, yeah, the Cardinals
wait,
cruise.
Wait, you're on a boat?
Yeah,
yes, I'm on the, it's a Holland America shipping line. I forgot the name of it. I should know it by now. We've been on it for 6 days. But, we're anchored right off of a little small, little private island they call Half Moon Key in the Bahamas.
Oh, that's nice.
And so we're just hanging out. Yeah.
Have you ever gotten seasick?
Knock on wood, no.
Okay.
And
what
I
about this?
Have 30 cruises under my belt, and I've been lucky enough not to have it.
I have an idea.
30 cruises.
I have an idea. I'm going to run it by you, Claibs. Tell me what you think. Next year's Cardinals cruise on a Maersk cargo ship. Like
through the Suez Canal.
No.
Oh.
Probably
no, because I don't want it to
happen.
Get stuck. No.
Probably
I mean, the accommodations. Plenty of space.
Well, yeah, but you know these you know what they put a lot of time and effort in building these ships, and they're very comfortable. Yeah. You know, I remember when I was younger, I'd take my kids, and we all had a good time. We all got along. So they really put a lot of detail into these ships and building them now.
Hey, Claibs, we were just talking with Danan Hughes of the Chiefs radio broadcast. And
Danan Hughes, I know him well.
Oh, my gosh, he's the best. And talking about Super Bowl cities, and Ranj made a good point that it's hard to argue with, but New Orleans, when it comes to an event like this, has got to be one of, if not the best cities to host a Super Bowl other than Las Vegas.
And before you mentioned or talk about this, Klabes, I'm assuming you were there for Rams-Patriots. Did you go to New Orleans for that?
No. I did not go. But I've been to Super Bowls there before. And I agree with you that New Orleans probably knows how to put on an event better than anybody else in the country. Because of the Super Bowl, the bowl games, the Final Fours, Mardi Gras, all those other things that, you know, they have real experience in. And it's one of my favorite places to go for an event.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So with this Super Bowl coming up, Klabes, you've spent time, you know, in the Super Bowl cities, Radio Row, all of that. For the athletes, how hard is it in your mind for them to just stay focused? I guess you can't completely isolate.
Yeah, you know, it's changed over the years where, you know, athletes were able to get around town a little bit more and get out. And they started to bear down as the week got closer to the game. But now, you know, they're kind of – everything is scheduled for them. And it's really – you know, it's obviously a great honor to play in one. But I think all the things leading up to it is – it can't be as much fun as it used to be. Because, as I said, everything is structured. Everything is scheduled. You have family. You have friends now that come there. And, you know, a lot of teams now will tell you right before you go to the Super Bowl – let somebody else handle the tickets. Let somebody else do this, this, and that. You know, you're going to have friends and family members that are going to just show up and expect you to be like the tour guide. But you're actually there to work.
Yeah.
But, you know, now, you know, the league and the team schedules a lot of things that are probably more private than being in public where, you know, you won't see too many offensive linemen going somewhere and trying to see who can drink the most beer. You won't see Patrick Mahomes just hanging out.
Yeah.
It's just too many things that can go wrong these days and it can become a real distraction. And you know, the teams go over, all right, here are the do's and don'ts while we're here. You know, and really they put more of their work in their home city as far as practice and game planning is concerned compared to when they get to the city and practice at the facilities that's provided to them. So yeah, it's unfortunate that the guys can't enjoy the game as much as they used to. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I think just being part of one of those things has got to be a lot of fun. But I just don't know if you can have as much fun as you used to.
Well, you can have a good time. And I feel like this is one of those events that you would have a story of, well, when I went to the Super Bowl and watched the Super Bowl with Michael Jordan or something like that,
That's a good question.
Who's the most famous person you've watched the Super Bowl with?
Boy, that's a really good question. I don't have an answer for. I'm going to tell you the coolest thing about the Super Bowl isn't the game. It's all the events that lead up to it. Like Lee Steinberg, well-known football agent, would have these parties at different places. I remember one year he had it at the Phoenix Zoo. And, you know, you're standing there and there's a llama walking by or whatever. I mean, it was some very unique places. And I think that the Super Bowl parties are more fun than the game itself. There have been years where I've gone to the Super Bowl for the week and come home on Saturday night or Sunday morning and watch the game at home. You know, because the game, to me, the best place to watch the game is at home, because think about what they charge for tickets now and where you're sitting. It's just too much of a cluster for me to want to be part of something like that.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned the Phoenix Zoo, inferior to the St. Louis Zoo. I just want people to know that, as pretty much every other zoo is inferior to ours.
The St. Louis Zoo is probably the best. It's been one of the best zoos I've been to.
Best in the world.
Although the San Diego's pretty good too, because they had a honey badger. And
do we not have a honey badger?
Darren Matthew was there.
No, we didn't. Oh. So you'll love this story. This is 2006. We're in the playoffs, and Mike Shannon wanted to go. He wanted to go to the racetrack or play golf or something. And I said, I'm going to the zoo. He said, well, we have a zoo in St. Louis. I said, yeah, but they don't have a honey badger. And so he said, honey badger. So I showed him what a honey badger did. He called the golf course, said, hey, I'm not coming today. We're going to the zoo. And he and I went to the zoo, and I had set it up with a guy who was a curator at the zoo in San Diego. I had him on our radio show when I was working at another station, and he was talking about, yeah, we're the only ones that have a honey badger. So we went out and saw a honey badger, and if you don't know anything about a honey badger, look him up, or her. Maybe one of the most ferocious, most feared animals on the planet. They don't mess around.
They don't. Brutal. Brutal.
Well, I love that you could have played golf, or no, you could have gone to the track or whatever with Shannon. You're like, I want to go to the zoo.
Shannon.
They have a honey badger.
So he went too. And so when we got back, we went to dinner with some people that night, and you would have thought that he had adopted this honey badger the way he talked about it. He was so enamored with this honey badger. And I can remember him saying, we got to get one of those in St. Louis.
Did we get a honey badger?
I don't know. I don't think we do.
We got to get the newsroom on this. So,
he was adamant about having a honey badger.
There's something very funny of thinking about Shannon insisting that we get a honey badger.
A honey, of all things.
Got to get one of those honey badgers.
Yeah.
Big boy?
That's a big boy.
You could name the honey badger Big Boy. I just think we got to make this happen.
Oh, man.
I'm going to leave it up to you guys because you guys have a lot of pull because everybody listens to this show.
We have
we have somebody in the listening audience that will help you with the move on us getting our own honey badger in St. Louis.
Ideally,
and his name will be Big Boy.
Big boy. That's a big boy.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, Klaibs. Hey, Klaibs, we just a few minutes ago, we're broadcasting live from St. Louis University at the Billiken's Grill. We just chatted with Robbie Avila. Have you had many conversations with Robbie yet since he's been here?
No, I haven't. I've talked to more Coach Schertz than I have Robbie. I think Robbie and I met once, but I really don't know him that well. Mm-hmm. I know Coach Schertz because he's a baseball fan, so he'll come by the ballpark and come to hang out in the booth. And because of my schedule, I probably won't see them play anymore this year. But I put him on my radar. I understand he's a delightful person. My Ramsey speaks very highly of him.
Well, yeah, he was super kind, awesome. I love his nicknames. He's got a lot of great nicknames.
Yeah,
his favorite
nicknames.
Is Rob Wave.
Rob Wave.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is another.
Yeah, he likes that
popular
one. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
That's so good.
It's pretty good.
And when you see him physically, you know, he just looks like just a tall guy. You know, he doesn't have that physique that you see with so many other athletes. But, you know, the next thing you know, he's got 18 points and 9 rebounds and 9 assists. And, you know, he just puts work in. And that's what makes him a fun guy to follow.
That's right. All right, Mike Claiborne, enjoy the cruise. When is it over?
We're done. We pull into Fort Lauderdale tomorrow. And then I'll get off the ship, get in my car, and drive back up to Jupiter. And we'll wait for spring training to start.
And I will say, Klaibs, very smart in calling it a ship. I was on a cruise one time, and I kept calling it a boat.
You never call it a boat. No,
don't call it a boat.
They do not like that.
You can call submarines. You can call a submarine a boat, but you do not call a ship a boat.
A boat, no, and not a dinghy. It's not a dinghy.
All right, we have to go now, Klaibs. Enjoy your cruise.
Okay. I've already done that, but I'll try and do a little bit more.
Keep going.
Get off.
Yeah, you better get off phone before I give you a. I'm going to give you a curfew. Oh. I gave Dane and Hughes a curfew. I'm about to give you one.
Well, you know what? Just find me now. Just don't even find me. Not going to happen. Not
Mike
happen.
Claiborne.
You guys have a great week.
Talk to you next week.
You got it.
That is Mike Claiborne on the Cardinals broadcast this season